since last night. I feel so caught up. My 803 here on the bench, 97.5 Lance Zierlein, Chris Solis, Del Olale with you this morning. Rhea will be coming in about an hour. John is out today and tomorrow. And wishing John and Wendy, his wife, Wendy's mother passed. And so certainly wishing them the best, sending them our prayers. John knows that we're thinking about him. And he will be out today and tomorrow. I will be at the Combine. I leave tomorrow after the show. I'll be at the Combine on Thursday. I think I'm going to be doing a show from a hotel room at the Combine. You'll just hear me normal. And then Friday and Monday, really Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I'll be doing TV for the NFL Network's digital side, NFL Now or NFL Mobile. I think it's NFL Now is where you can watch it, or NFL.com. So if you're on the move and you want to check out Combine coverage, we will have it there, and looking forward to that. I always have a lot of fun doing that with those guys over there. I do it with Matt Money Smith and Bucky Brooks. Bucky's a former scout. I like it. They're sharp. They're sharp guys. This Combine, so I actually finished a really good safety. It sucks when I can't even look at potential Texans. When you have no first or second round pick, I'm looking at guys like, this guy can't be a Texan. I watched Justin Reed yesterday, and I'm writing him up today. Safety from Stanford, who worst case scenario is early second round. Best case scenario could slip into the first. Really talented. I'm like, God, the Texans could use this guy. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You just got to see who falls out of the top 60, top 65, and see what's available for the Texans.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Do the Texans, I guess they have to go for need in the third round, well, with no picks.
Yeah, well, they have three in the third. They have three in the third. So you've got guard, tackle, safety, corner. Usually you want to say, well, you don't want to get too tied into need. You want to go need with best available at a position of need. Okay, well, that's great. But to me, it's just straight need, because you have three in the third. You got to address cornerback, safety. And then some of that's going to have to be addressed in free agency. Like, they got to spend money and take care of some of those holes through free agency. So we'll see how they handle that. But the Combine, I'm interested to see what some of the quarterbacks do, because I can tell y'all behind the scenes, it's getting a little bit weird with three of the quarterbacks now. And it's Baker Mayfield, because Baker's doing some things that have teams going, oh, is this guy going to turn into a headache. Lamar Jackson, who doesn't have an agent, doesn't have a marketing rep, and the rumor at the Senior Bowl was he wasn't working with a quarterback coach, which, I don't even know what to say about that, if that's still accurate, because Lamar's like, killing himself.
Sounds like he hates money.
He is literally throwing money away if all that is still true. The second thing is, or the next one is Josh Rosen. You're going to start seeing him falling down mock drafts, because now, like I've been trying to tell people here on the bench, he does not have a good reputation inside the building at UCLA, and I think there's a chance you'll start to see him fall in some of the mock drafts. Not one, not two, but he'll fall even beyond six into the maybe 11 with the Miami Dolphins. So we will see. I don't see anyone falling. I don't see Saquon Barkley falling. That's not going to happen. He'll be inside the top five, I would think. Minka Fitzpatrick, we'll see. Usually you don't have corners. Minka Fitzpatrick from Alabama is not even an outside cornerback. He's a slot corner, a nickel corner. He's one of these guys that does a lot of things. In a way, he's almost like Troy Polamalu.
He's a Swiss Army knife player.
Yeah, so does that have more value or less value? I would have told you that made him a tweener.
And he comes up.
In years past.
He hits hard.
Yeah, he'll hit you.
Yeah.
So instead of being a tweener, now he's a hybrid player, and those guys all of a sudden have value. Tweeners used to fall in the draft. Now they rise in the draft. That's how that's changed. We talked a little bit about the Houston Rockets and what they accomplished yesterday, which was a gross win. I was on with Fred and AJ yesterday on the Blitz, and AJ was talking about, you know, AJ loves the game within the game. And you know what that means. The game within the game is just, you know, gambling stuff.
The numbers.
So he's going to study it a little bit differently, study games. And he said, well, he said, take your four best players for the Rockets and match them up with the four best players for the
Golden State Warriors. When you do that, it doesn't look as favorable for the Rockets. If you just said, okay, James Harden, Chris Paul, Clint Capella, and Trevor Ariza versus Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green. Okay.
Yeah, advantage Warriors.
Yeah, it looks like a huge advantage. The difference is you really have to look at how the teams are playing. And I do think probably Golden State a little bit is cruising. Maybe a little bit. They're cruising along, playing a high level of basketball. But I'm not really worried about that because I really, truly believe this is 100% about who is able to defend better in critical situations, especially in the last 8 seconds of the shot clock when it gets that deep. Who can create second opportunities through rebounds? And then who can get easy baskets? Because both of these teams now defend. Both of them defend.
They do.
And I see no reason why the Rockets can't.
I like 5 through 8 now with the Rockets. Much better than I used to.
They're better than, I think they're better than Golden State's 5 through 8.
I agree. You have points. You have Eric Gordon coming off the bench. Gerald Green. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Crazy Gerald came to play yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he 1 for 6.
You ever notice when he misses, it's like violent misses off the rim. They're violent caroms. Just bang!
And he's chucking.
Yeah.
Ryan Anderson, say what you want. If he's wide open, he can hit the three.
Yeah, and Ryan Anderson's a baller.
P.J. Tucker, just a glue guy, does dirty work.
He was another one yesterday. The rim was teeny tiny.
It was small.
P.J. Tucker yesterday.
He needs to be shooting from the corner.
All right.
He
was top of the key yesterday a lot.
No way, no.
And off the side. Coming up this hour, what would you do for $1,000? We got a player of an NFL team on a terrible team guaranteeing the playoffs and found out something terrible about millennials. Coming up next, we'll be on Channel 26 as well if you want to peek in on that with Nate Griffin. Right now, in about 4 minutes, as a matter of fact, so make sure you turn there while we're on break. It's 8:11 here on the bench.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
About to be doing a little TV with Nate Griffin, so you can catch us on Channel 26. And we will take our radio broadcast to the television here in just a second. Study came out yesterday. Dell, do you consider yourself a millennial?
No.
But people put you in that group.
Yeah, but...
because you're in the age group. I think a lot of people don't like being called millennials.
No, it's not a flattering term.
It's not... Well, especially when studies like this came out. According to research commissioned by Hello Products, an oral care startup, the average millennial goes 2 or more days without brushing their teeth.
Terrible.
That's nasty.
That's just wrong.
Look... the survey found,
I saw the article.
Did you see, the survey found 30% of millennials only brush their teeth once a day, and almost 22% of people say they avoid getting professional cleaning. Three.
Hello, Melissa. How are you guys doing? I think you guys are having a great time at the rodeo. Well, the Rockets and Rockets fans are having a great time because now that's 13 straight. We bring in Lance Zierlein, Chris Zolas, Del Olale. Lance, 26-11 for James Harden last night.
Yep. Double-double. James Harden didn't do it the assists this time. He did it with the rebounds. Did whatever it took. And that's what the game was for the Rockets. Whatever it takes. And it was the ugliest of the 13 wins in a row. But it's 13 wins in a row.
13 wins in a row. Chris, they were without 4 of their players. 3 key. Clint Capella, Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson out.
Yeah, a lot of scoring punch left on the bench last night with illness to Gordon and...
groin injury.
And then Capella was ill. It was impressive the way they were able to do that. Back-to-backs at altitude. Wow. Rockets just keep on winning, like Lance said.
39 points is all they scored in the first half, Lance.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. They couldn't find the bottom of the basket from three. And that's a team who, it used to be they lived or died by three. So a game like last night on the road in a back-to-back with that altitude, 27% from three, that's an automatic L in years past. This year, because they defend, they're 11th in the league in defense, which is very good for being second in the league in scoring. Because they defend, they held the Jazz at home, you know, in Utah to 85 points. Man, that's why they won. They won because they have changed their identity into a team that is willing to go out there and do the hard work. And I think that's because Daryl has changed the roster up and got players like P.J. Tucker, Bamute in to add to the other ones.
And James Harden is your MVP. Guys, we're live at ESPN 97.5, Lance Erline, Chris Solis, Del Olale, Nate Griffin, Fox, 26 News and Sports. All right.
Boom.
Boom.
I saw the hand wiggle. Here we go. Move it.
Well, the camera was on me, and I was trying not to make it so I went behind the water bottle, and I was trying not to make it so obvious, you know?
You know, but that is water, so you can see through the water.
Yeah, I was just hoping that the blue was clear. I was hoping the blue would kind of shade it out a little bit there. You know, you got to look a little harder to see it, I'm hoping.
No,
but it is water. It is water.
Appreciate it, Nate. Let people know where they can catch you.
Hey, 94.1 today, Sports Map 94.1 today with Patrick Creighton, 1 to 3. So make sure you tune in. That's the other side. But, you know, accommodations are just as nice as they are over here at ESPN 97.5.
Yeah,
so thanks for letting us join.
We got two local shows going on.
Yeah, we do. So same time.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it.
By the way, number one in the mornings.
Yeah,
we're
doing all right. I mean, it's a tighter window of show. It's like a couple hours that they measure. But the main thing is we're having a lot of fun.
There you go.
And we brush our teeth.
Yes.
So
every day,
different.
Two, three times a day.
Yeah.
See you.
So back to the millennial story. The survey found 30% of millennials only brush their teeth once a day. I got to check with Raheel because he may be one of these people with janky-ass teeth. Almost 22% of people say they avoid getting professional cleaning because they dislike the product taste. Others have a general fear of sitting in the dentist chair because of treatment pain or a past negative experience.
So soft, they can't even handle the dentist chair.
The dentist chair scares them.
A checkup, a fluoride.
Yeah. I don't like the way this tastes. I think I'm just going to not
terrible.
Brush my teeth.
I'm out.
Well, do you understand
Give
how this...
Give back some more of those Sour Patch Kids.
The less you brush your teeth, the more your trip to the dentist is going to be the terrible thing you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
It's inverse.
Millennials, please brush your teeth. Please. I got a son. Del, my son, Drake, is 22. Is that considered millennial or is he outside of the age?
I was looking up the age and apparently...
It's actually older than you think right now.
18 to 34. At least in 2015, that was what they considered millennials. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it moves as the years go on, but yeah, he would still be considered a millennial.
If you're
born full internet, that means you're millennial. If you grew up and you've always had the internet...
That's a good one.
I think that makes you a millennial.
Del, how different would your life be if you didn't have the internet for a week?
Huh.
How hard would it be?
Well, it would make this job tougher.
Yeah.
But as far as it wouldn't be difficult. It'd be uncomfortable. Like, because you immediately think, oh, I'm going to go here. I can't do that today because there's no internet. I could survive, but it'd be uncomfortable.
I think if the internet shut down for a week, people would lose their minds. I think, well, number one, it would be a major, major deal because so much of society now and businesses run through the net, through the cloud-based technology. Like, forget the fact we're thinking, oh, really, you couldn't do it without checking your scores or getting social media. No, it's way worse than that because entire businesses would be completely offline. We would lose access to so many things. So, yeah, it'd be a major, major deal if we lost the internet. But here's why I'm asking. A new study on consumer financial behavior shows how far Americans would go to pocket extra money. Now, we're talking about $1,000. So $1,000 is going to be relative to where you are in your life in terms of you making money, do you not have disposable income, old or young, whatever the case may be. But I thought this was interesting. So I'm going to hit you, Del, because I know you're Game of Thrones fans, a Game of Thrones fan. We all watch it. Would you pass on what you would, you're never allowed to watch. You're somebody who's also read the books, but the books don't cover what's about to go on. Would you pass on watching the entire final season of Game of Thrones for $1,000 cash? You can never watch it. Not that you're delayed. You can never watch it.
I was thinking,
$1,000.
What are we at? As you were speaking, what are we at? Six episodes
for the final
season?
Or you can pay back the $1,000 at some point and watch it whenever you want.
You're talking six episodes for the final season? Is that what the number is? I don't remember exactly.
I think it is because they split it. So, yeah, I think it's six episodes.
I feel like I would get more joy from each episode than the average amount of money that if you split $1,000 by six episodes. So I'm taking...
So we're talking like $165 an episode.
You're talking about a cable bill, ironically enough. I would take Game of Thrones over $1,000.
Chris?
Yeah, I'd probably want to see
now
the
that you
finales.
Say, now that you break it down like that.
You're talking about six cable bills that you are giving up, you are getting backs, so you don't get, and you don't get to watch Game of Thrones.
I just tell you to go to Bill Advisor, get your money, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Well, that thing chopped down.
Well, there you go. But that's what I break it down to. Are you willing not to watch the final season of Game of Thrones over six cable bills? Considering where you are in your life. It's different for people. I mean, a high school kid probably. Yeah, give me $1,000 or maybe not high school kids. They don't have to pay for crap. But
no,
maybe
they're bootlegging that thing anyway.
Yeah, but you don't get to watch. You don't even get to do it illegally. But a college kid who might need that $1,000 for whatever, who might be struggling, I get it. But for me, not that I'm living the life, but I'm in a place where it's six cable bills. I think I'm good.
So the study shows that I want to say it was 70% said they would pass on the final episode. We'll go to pocket the turn off Game of Thrones was at the top of the money madness list. Yeah, I feel like that number's high. I feel like a lot of people would think like Dell. Because Dell, you could use $1,000, right? Dell could use $1,000. Everyone could use $1,000.
Yeah.
But this is, if you knew you could never watch this and you've already got, let's face it, with Game of Thrones, how many years are you invested in this? 8 years?
I read the books before the show started, so it's more than that for me.
So it's even more than that for you. You're not going to miss.
I'm going to up the ante. What about $5,000? You shut it down.
Dell,
you're not watching the last
season. You're not watching the last season for $5,000.
You said the other option is paying back the $5,000.
You can pay back the $5,000 when you want to watch it. It's going to cost you $5,000. Now, here's why you wouldn't do it. You have already heard what would have happened. People would have told you.
I wouldn't be paying back the $5,000 at that point. I have enough people who would have already told me everything. Mm-hmm.
You can't watch it, or this is Black Mirror episode. Ooh. If you watch it, if you try to sneak it, your eyes burn out.
Am I a prime minister and there's a pig involved?
No, there's no pig involved. Oh. Okay. Now that you brought the pig thing up, no, I'm not going to even see how far you'll go with that one. Because Raheel has a price.
Yeah.
We know that Raheel will do anything.
He has a price for everything.
There is a price for everything with Raheel.
He would lick James Harden's foot for a certain amount of money.
Absolutely he would. What do you think licking James Harden's foot after a game? A game like yesterday.
That sourdough foot that he's got?
Oof. Yeah. So we know Raheel will do something. He'll do everything for money. There is a price. He has a price for everything. I'm going to say $10,000 he would do it.
For what? James Harden's foot?
Yeah.
Not less.
We've gone
from Game of Thrones watching to licking James Harden's
foot. Well, with Raheel, there's a different level. You can't even... Yeah, I'll get back on Game of Thrones with Raheel. All right, $3,000?
How much do the new Yeezys cost? Because I think you could get them for the Yeezy price.
That's it.
He doesn't have to mess with that app where you have to pound the app, the button, and he just gets some Yeezys and don't have to worry about it.
What do you mean, Pat? What are you talking about?
App, it sets you, it's a limited supply. So there's an app where you just have to, they say, this is the time we're releasing these shoes. You log in and then you just have to hit a button like you're playing a video game.
Decathlon
style. So you just try to get in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you do. He didn't have to do that and he gets his shoes and he'll just resell them later. He would lick Harden's foot for retail.
So in Chris's scenario, would you give up $5,000 to watch it?
$5,000 for the last.
That's a serious chunk.
That
of money.
That is a serious chunk of tune.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, your cable bill is a lot different.
All of a sudden, you got me thinking. But I never get to see the episodes over the course of a lifetime.
Nope. Or like it's Black Mirror, so your eyes will burn out.
But the thing is, I don't have any real responsibilities. Like I don't have children, I don't have a mortgage. So the 5K, it's a lot. But then I'm just spending
but then you're
it on
spending
fun
money
stuff.
That you don't have anyway. Like if you never had it, they're not taking it away from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and I'm spending 5K on fun stuff I probably don't need. So no, 5K.
Okay, so
not enough.
So you've been invested for like a decade.
Yeah.
So this is the point. A lot of people are invested in sports. So when you get to sports, would you take if I told you that? It's harder. If I told you that I knew for a fact, I can't ask you this. I got to ask Chris this. If I told you that I knew for a fact that the Astros are going to win a second, that every Houston team would win a championship within the next 4 years, baseball, that would include Astros winning another one, Rockets winning one, and Texans winning
and
one.
Dynamo.
And Dynamo. Yeah. And Sabercats.
Okay.
All of them would win, and Dash. All of them would win championships. But you could either give that up and get $8,000 or have your championships.
Ooh.
See, you're taking 8K, I bet.
8K.
You're taking 8K.
No.
It's weird because
championships would mean a lot. It'd be a
I
lot
think
of
the
fun.
World Series changes people's perspective. They're like, oh, it's almost like it quenched a thirst.
Yes, but it would be a lot of fun to celebrate a Texans or a Rockets championship.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I would forego the 8K.
Dell, you can insert whoever your favorite teams are in every sport.
Sorry, I was listening to Jose Altuve talk about Gulf Coast Chevy. What's the question?
8,000. You know that your basketball, football, and baseball team will win championships in a 4-year period. Would you take the 8K? I mean, would you take the 8K to guarantee that none of them win, or would you take the championships and pass up on 8K? Let me turn it to 10K, 10,000.
Well, Jay Cutler's ruined my love for the Dolphins, so they hold no appeal for me right now.
Well, he's not going to. You get your guy Tannehill back.
That's not my guy. Thank you for that.
Don't worry, Ryan Tannehill's coming back.
I don't need to hear Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield. Go get Lamar Jackson somehow, some way. But that's another question. The Heat have won recently, so that doesn't. It's not such a strong appeal. You're asking, but you throw in the Canes, haven't won since 2001. If I swap the Canes for the Dolphins, I think I might give up the 8K.
You just completely left out the Marlins.
They're not my
team.
Well, I don't like baseball.
Why aren't they your team? Are you a Rays guy?
I'm not a baseball guy. Uh-huh. If you swap out the Dolphins for the Canes and you give me a Heat title and instead of the Marlins I get a Hurricanes basketball title, yeah, I'm giving up the money.
How about this one? This is the last one in there. 75% of kids said, it's Americans, between 18 and 44, said they would forego the internet for a week for $1,000. I would easily do that for $1,000.
Yeah, done.
That's like, to me, that's not even hard. To me.
It's harder than you think.
Oh, no. No, it's not a hard decision. I would find out how hard it's going to be once I'm like, wait, I have to drive somewhere without my phone telling me where to go? Oh, no. I don't. I mean, I'm thinking social media and all this stuff.
That's easy. You can get off
it's
that.
It's the little things that would screw me up. Would you do that, Dell? No internet. $1,000.
For how long?
A week.
Yeah.
7 days, not five.
That's easy. Yeah, I'd take it.
That's easy.
And then give up coffee for a year for $1,000?
I don't drink coffee.
I can't do that. That's not even close. You're going to have to come with a lot more money because I can't wake up without coffee. They didn't ask people who do morning radio shows.
It's not enough money. $1,000 not to.
Not to give up an addiction to caffeine.
For a year.
You're asking me to quit an addiction for $1,000? Please. It's called an addiction for a reason. Get that back up to about $20,000. 8:30, we're going to break it right here. When we come back, we got more coming up, including something at funerals. And Philadelphia fans, it looks like fans in Philadelphia are going after LeBron, and they're doing it in LeBron's backyard. Is this a D-bag move or a baller move? We'll get to it in a second. 8:29 here on the bench. I want to tell you about my friend Craig DeSerf over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. He's got a classic car show coming up, as a matter of fact. And this classic car show, you can register and you can win money. Here, let me give you the details on it. It's going to be taking place March 10th. It's the classic car show, the Gulf Coast Classic Car Show. And there is going to be a plaque or trophy plus $500 prize for Best in Show and for People's Choice. It's open to all entries. Classic cars are welcome. This is going to be Saturday, March 10th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So bring your kids out there. Bring yourself out there. If you're a fan of very cool cars and or if you have one and you're looking to win a prize, including $500 cash for Best in Show or People's Choice, make sure you register. Registration is going to close March 3rd. So you can register right now at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I'll say it again slowly. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.com or call 979-849-2454. You're not going to remember that number. So just go to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.com, located in Angleton, where they've got prices that are going to be anyone and everyone. Here's my man, Jose Altuve. No, not today, but tomorrow. Tomorrow, you're for sure going to hear my friend Jose Altuve telling you about my good friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource.
Have lyrics? Probably not. Yeah, this is Nerd. You can get this lap dance here for free. And here's the reason. China has launched a fresh crackdown on funeral strippers.
I'm just going to say right now, hold on, I'm glad John's not here.
There are times where you just...
This is good that John is... He would...
Why are we cracking down on funeral strippers? Like, John immediately would be outraged. You know, there's a lot of outrage in our community, in our society these days. John's outrage, I noticed, stems from different things. Like,
not being able to party.
Yeah. Not having strippers at funerals.
Day drinking.
Something having to do with Lent.
Coors Light. He never understands why people come down on others who drink a lot. He doesn't like when people decide that you're drinking too much and you're being... And the drinking is a detriment to your well-being.
He doesn't trust you and Raheel because you don't drink. Like, he thinks that's a fundamental sign of poor character.
It's a flaw.
Yeah. You understand that, right, Del?
Flaw.
He
I'm
thinks
aware.
That's a character flaw that you don't
look. I've
get
seen
laid out on the ground.
I take pride in not hanging out with John, but when they're but in times that they're company events and I have to be around him and he's drinking, it's not something.
Is it fun?
No.
Yeah.
No. He's sloppy, as you might imagine.
Oh, I've done it. I've done shows with him there, and that is in the morning.
Yeah, like
where he stayed out.
The most recent time was the Christmas party, and we're doing a show, and he's strolling in, and he's like an hour into our show, he's just gone, just hugging everybody and smiling, which is, I guess, is great and all, but for those people,
yeah,
I'm not.
Who are those people?
The people who are drinking and are smiling, like
the other
him.
Shiny-faced people.
Yeah,
shiny face.
Who think everything is wonderful right now at that time.
Well, Dell, you should know by now that it's not always those people. Those people aren't always one way. Those people can also be the other way. The mean dog, the mad dog face, the paranoid, ready-to-fight guy, that's an alcohol guy, too.
I will credit John. He doesn't appear to be that guy.
No, I'm the happy guy.
He appears to be happy, drunk guy.
I'm the happy guy. Chris hides his well. You don't know. Chris has seen. I go too far over the top. Because I drink mixed drinks. And you know how easy it is especially if you have some tonic water in your vodka or your gin. Man, it's just the delivery. It's like it's nothing. It's like having a little bit of a flavored Topo Chico. You put a little lime in it. You're like, oh, this is nothing. Drink, boom, boom, boom. And then before you know it, you're passed out in the shower. That's how that works. Literally. It works like that.
Wait, you've gone into a shower to pass out? Or
I have no idea. It's where I was. I don't know. I don't go blackout. Like, I've gone blackout probably twice, and that was one of them. Wasn't a fun moment. Wasn't a great moment. But I don't go full Granado usually.
I wasn't even referencing Granado in his drinking. I was just more thinking about the way the story is going to end up.
Oh, no. For this? Oh, no, exactly. Yeah. China's launched a fresh crackdown on funeral strippers. Now, the first thing that I think of is, what's a funeral stripper? I didn't even know this was a thing. I went to my grandmother's funeral. No strippers.
Typically not.
No strippers in Kansas. No. At my grandma's funeral.
Truth
none.
Be told, here in Houston, you don't really see
it. Not so much. The Ministry of Culture said it would target obscene, pornographic, and vulgar performances at funerals and weddings. It followed reports in the state-run Global Times newspaper about roaring crowds applauding and cursing as women performed at funerals. The culture ministry set up hotlines to offer monetary rewards for those who report, a.k.a. snitch, on funeral misdeeds in 19 cities. Some rural communities in China believe hiring performers can increase attendance at funerals. Well,
for
yeah.
sure.
With high attendance seen as a way of honoring the deceased. So here's what they're thinking. Man, you know, we've got
flowers.
We've got
a custom casket.
Ken just died.
He's got a sweet casket.
Ken's got an awesome casket. Okay, that's fine.
Baller AF.
It is a baller ass casket. But that's not enough to get people in. Everyone's got baller caskets these days. What can we do to get people through the door?
Flowers everywhere. I mean, it's beautiful.
No one shows up. And they're like, I got flowers, I got caskets, I got my food, everything set up. What are we doing to get this funeral hype? We got to get people in. I know strippers. And that's what they're doing in China.
They're just throwing up two poles. Right, each left and right of the casket.
That's it. In a bid to show off their disposable income and boost numbers, some households pay out more than their annual incomes for strippers, but also actors, singers, and comedians. So it's not just strippers. They want Chris Rock to show up. My guess is it will be more like Barry Laminack. No, if you're spending your entire... No. If you're spending your entire annual income...
That's a lot. It's still not going to get Chris Rock to your funeral.
You're not getting Chris Rock to your funeral. But you're going to get...
Maybe Chris Wan.
Yeah, you can... But he's dead.
Yeah, he's not with us anymore.
His funeral is probably lit, too.
You know what?
He was one of the two live crew. I bet they had two strippers at Chris Wan's from the two live crew. You probably are going to get somebody like Mark Normand will show up.
Yeah.
For a musical act, you probably can get Clay Walker fairly easily, I would think.
I don't want him at my stripper funeral.
No.
All right, Dell, your funeral. Stripper, actor, and comedian. Or musician.
Chappelle as the comedian.
This is if you just have unlimited money.
Can I get Kate Beckinsale to be the stripper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, why not? Sure.
I mean, if she'll do it.
If she'll do it.
You got to ask.
Because I don't know any... I guess I know
maybe some. She's preparing for a role.
Yeah, I guess I know some.
All the way
if she's preparing for a role, you can get her.
I guess I know some actual strippers by name, like famous ones, not the ones I don't run... I don't have
what about Amber Rose? Amber Rose, just IG model? Yeah. Or is she a stripper?
I don't know. She's more...
I think she's former stripper.
Yeah, maybe. I think so.
Maybe.
I think so.
I guess. Let's just throw Amber Rose. Who knows?
Okay. Right. Amber Rose and Chappelle...
It's like former porn star.
It's like if you
once
say
a porn star, always. A
well, if
porn
you say
star.
Former Aggie, former Longhorn, they'll tell you we're always Aggies. We're always Longhorn, especially like Vince Young.
There's no 2% porn star.
No, Johnny Manziel's always an Aggie.
2% stripper.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a 2%er. You're all in. Yeah. From the outside looking in, I can't remember how the saying goes. Who else, Del?
As an actor?
Yep.
I don't. Trying to think if I ever care if I some random dude that I don't know.
I know who.
I don't know.
I know who. The guy who played the lead in Black Panther.
No.
But
Chadwick
Boseman.
Why would you say that, Lance?
Because you just saw that movie.
Yeah,
and it's made over $700 million globally.
I also saw Annihilation on Friday.
How was that?
I could pick it was not bad.
Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I saw
she
it.
Could get on the other pole.
And you were worried about John.
Yeah, I know. Chris was like,
sorry.
I'm glad John's not here.
See,
Natalie Portman
there.
Can get on the pole. You can't do that, Chris.
Why?
Only if she is performing for a role.
Kate Beckinsale.
Got Kate Beckinsale, but she's doing a role.
Yes, yeah, for a role.
Remember Demi Moore, they're going to do, what was that
Striptease
movie called?
Striptease 2.
Well, yeah, Striptease 2, that's it.
Natalie Portman did
she
closer.
She played a stripper already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So she has some skills.
You see? If she's going to go do closer 2.
Exactly.
Yes, because we are looking for that.
Everyone is. More Jude Law.
Jude Law and Clive Owen.
Clive Owen, yeah.
Him Julia too. Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Natalie Portman was, yeah. Natalie, you and I talked about this, Dell.
Yeah.
Natalie's like legit beautiful.
When you can shave your head for Viva
and it's still
for
you're
Vendetta,
like, man.
And you're like, man, that's a good looking
I woman. Think the shaved head test for men and women is a pretty interesting test. Because then you just have to really focus on, you know, the super, super.
The shaved head for men.
Well, a lumpy head's going to really knock you down.
Like Shane Batty is not Shane Batty's head. Yeah, that's not going to be in America's sexiest.
No.
That's not happening.
And yet, he didn't mind it. He didn't care.
No, he was on. He's a Duke guy.
Since he
Shane Batty paid by Duke? Yes or no? No chance.
No way.
That's before the one and
what?
Done.
What?
He got paid in stocks. He's you know what? Yeah. I'll opt for the Apple stock.
That'd be great. Could you... I would like to maybe get something
IPOs.
For a 401k, if you can put something in a 401k.
Back then, they just offered...
Or 529.
They offered recruits hedge fund managers. Hey, Grant, you want one? Well, Bobby Hurley, you want one?
That's back when the Duke guys were all in for 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, did you really have to pay Duke players to be there for 4 years? I don't think so.
It's a different story now.
If you cut the management fees for the hedge fund to 2%, I accept your offer.
That's exactly...
That's Blue Devil guy.
That's exactly Blue Devil guy. Well, old Blue Devil guy. I think new Blue Devil guy is just new
Zion
money.
Williamson.
He's just not, like, he's just not give me, so I don't well. Care about the hedge fund. Just give me my money.
I think there are more tattoos on the current Duke freshman than there have ever been on any Duke player ever.
Oh, outside I'm sorry. Cherry, I guess you don't know.
Cherokee Park says what?
Well, yeah, no, I'm talking about at Duke. He wasn't that guy at Duke when he left.
What about Newton?
Found himself.
Remember that guy Newton who was terrible?
Yeah.
Greg Newton, he was awful. It was when him and Wojo were busy taking a bunch of L's and Coach K faked a back injury to get out of that terrible team. Oh, my back! Like, no, you need to own this season, Coach K. What? Oh, yeah. I put that on Dell. We were talking about strippers.
Nah. Coach K was like, can these losses go to Johnny Dawkins?
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. These aren't going on my basketball reference page, right? These losses? These are Johnny Dawkins L's. All right, I'm going to break it right here. Chinese strip, they're outlawing strippers and actors and all this, and they got a snitch line in China. Nice going, China. I haven't even got to see a stripper funeral. I can promise you I would go to a stripper funeral. I think they're onto something. 848 on the bench.
ESPN 97.5.
.52 here on the bench, Lance Zierlein, Chris Solis, Raheel's in the room. Added something to the last segment, frankly. Did some early work. Dell. Chinese funeral strippers. They got snitch line out there if you guys need a call. A snitch on somebody who lives in China. This is what a Chinese funeral stripper is. They still have bangers that play there. And they get everyone in. That's how you do it. Why do we want to be sad all the time at funerals?
I don't know.
Shouldn't it be a party like that? Actually, aren't they doing it right? Except maybe overspending.
It does every a stripper honor expensive. The person?
No, hold on. They said entire annual salary can be spent on a funeral to bring in actors, comedians, singers, and strippers.
That's how much funerals are over here.
What?
They're expensive as hell.
An entire annual salary? What is this, the new like wedding ring where
Dude,
they keep...
funerals are expensive.
And by the way, I love that the wedding ring industry, the jewelry industry, keeps like bumping. It used to be 1 month's salary, then it's like 2 months' salary, 3 months. I'm like, hold on, are y'all artificially changing this up?
Oh, they are.
They're just saying this, right?
That's why I'm squarely behind the silicone ring industry.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. My wife wears one too, so you can always wear it and you don't damage the other one and you can wear it while working out, doing whatever.
Yeah, I think David Carr used to wear those.
So you have two?
David Carr, these are just came out.
He wore a tape ring.
He wore tape around his ring.
Yeah.
So you still have the metal band so his finger could get chopped off still.
So you have two rings?
Yeah.
Damn, you're super married. She must be your best friend.
Hell no. You crazy?
I just got
So it. How often does the real ring get worn?
Only when I dress up. It's
so
because it's a shine, it's a like whatever titanium ring.
So you spent
ring.
More?
No,
you bought two.
These are like $8
still.
So why don't you just wear the other one then?
because the other one is metal and it hurts.
Did
you can't work out in it.
Did you guys talk about what you would and wouldn't do for money?
A little bit.
Okay, because me and Dell already know that you'll pretty much do. You have a price for everything.
I'll sell out for money so quick.
So this came out like, would you give up the entire last season of Game of Thrones for $1,000?
$1,000?
70% of the people said yes. It seems
not
too
enough.
High.
Nah, son, I make more off my sports map column.
Oh, I'm sorry, Moneybags. I'm sorry.
Yo, when I post something on sports map, that gets me like. Easily ding, ding, more ding, than, ding, yeah, ding, just ding, money bags. Ding, 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 like, I got an email about that.
Clicks on what, clicks.
How much money are you getting?
I got in trouble.
That's surprising. That took long enough.
They said the free work you're doing is not enough. And I said, my bad.
Wait okay. a minute. They took issue with the word count?
I'll tell you off air.
He was hoping to get to that point.
Yeah,
he got to that point.
Yeah, waved.
Let's get Taylor in here real quick. It just says funeral, so I need to hear what this is. What's going on, Taylor? Taylor, you there? No?
Rest in peace.
Shrug emoji.
He died.
So back to you.
Hold on. Funeral expense USA. How much do you think the average funeral costs?
10 G's.
10 D, yeah, 10,000.
I bet it's up to like 15 G's now. Let me see. Funeral expense USA. That's a lot of money now, man. No, it's not too bad. Average funeral as of 2016, about $8,000.
Okay. Now, you're probably not going with that baller AF casket.
No. I'm trying to get me one of those New Orleans ones. I'm trying to get the...
You want to get a second line playing too?
I want to go through. I want a band.
So
there.
You want a party, just
I want
like
a party.
Yes.
But okay. Everyone says that. But when the time comes, your family's like, "Nah, we're not doing it like
that's
that."
That's disrespectful. Yeah. And in China, like, you know, what's really respectful? Having a bunch of people party. It's your and I agree. Don't you always hear people? This is a celebration of their life.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem like it with everyone all sad. You know, what is a celebration? Strippers, Dave Chappelle, musicians.
That's just running up the bill, though.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, is it? Are you honoring
a whole
somebody's
year's salary?
Well, maybe the person who's died saved money for that.
That's what
maybe
they want.
So.
I'm gonna put in my funeral deal. Like, whenever I go, I'm gonna tell my wife to get the Undertaker to come out and like hit me with finishing moves.
I'm sure the inheritance.
Hit me with finishing move in the casket.
Undertaker's choke slamming me in.
Choke slam you into the casket.
Yo, that's
I'm telling you right now.
Weekend at Pile Drivers.
Unlimited body slams.
You get the whole WWE roster. I don't even Ronda Rousey can come.
You would go so viral, and then when people look you up, it wouldn't matter. When they try to find your dirt, it wouldn't matter. You're dead.
I'm gonna be the guy that got hit with finishers at his burial.
You would be on Barstool so fast.
No, I don't want to be on Barstool.
Okay.
Michael Rapaport took down Barstool.
Oh, my goodness.
Barstool is so 2017
that was,
now.
That was
aggressive.
Ugly. That got really aggressive. There are people who thought it was a work between Barstool Sports and Michael Rapaport. First of all, it never made any sense that those two got together to me, at least. But that's
did you hear
real.
Did you hear the podcast? Yeah.
I intentionally listened to the podcast just to see what he said, and it was...
Your wife still has stitches in there.
Yeah.
She still has stitches.
Hold on. Hold on, Michael Rapaport. It kept getting worse and worse.
We got break. And we'll talk next
Welcome segment. In Sports Map as well. We got to go.
We do. And I do have to tell you about Bayou Social Club, also known as Prime Social. Prime Social, that is the spot for poker here in Houston. And they've got a Sunday fun day, $10,000 guaranteed tournament every Sunday. Just, you know what you do? Here's what you can do. You go get your church on, you wait a little bit, and then you go over, and you go party over at Prime Social and go try to take down a No Limit Hold'em tournament. That's what I do. That's what I like to do. I call that a good Sunday. If you are involved over at Prime Social, you got a chance to get in cash games, 1-3 cash games. They've got No Limit Omaha tournament games or Pot Limit Omaha tournament games. They've got No Limit tournaments every single day, and the big monster is on Saturdays. Every Saturday, you got $60,000 guaranteed tournament on Saturday with daily tournaments, cash games going on. You and your buddies, if y'all have a friendly neighborhood game where y'all play for some money, why don't you take it on over to Prime Social? Let their dealers take care of it. You guys all get a table together and go play. There's higher stakes. There's lower stakes. There's a full service bar. There's a full service kitchen. 20 poker tables and 29 televisions means you'll always have great poker and all of your sports right there to watch. PrimeSocialTX.com for more information.
Preach on, brother.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.